Page 209. Jack Kerouac.
50 years ago this week, a novel appeared that was a precursor to the counterculture of the 1960s and has captured the imaginations of readers since. Jack Kerouac's On the Road, published September 5, 1957, is the tale of a circle of friends who crisscross America, buck conformity as they thirst for experience. Its author was hailed as the voice of the Beat Generation. From New York, Tom Vitale prepared this report.
In On the Road, Kerouac mythologizes his friends, a circle of hipsters he called the Beats, including the poet Allen Ginsberg and the writer William Burroughs. The hero of the novel, Dean Moriarty, is based on their friend Neil Cassady, an ex-convict and a Casanova of astonishing energy. But the enduring aspect of On the Road is not its literary history, but the music of its prose. The late poet Allen Ginsberg said that his writing style was simply an extension of Kerouac's. In 1985, at his Lower East Side apartment, Ginsberg told me when he met Kerouac in the 1940s, Kerouac was already experimenting, like a jazz musician, with spontaneous improvisation.
I think he was interested in the flow of consciousness and the flow of feeling and the accuracy of instant-by-instant recording of what was flashing through his mind. And he had very great techniques for doing it because he was a 120-word-a-minute speed typist.
In the spring of 1951, Kerouac famously typed the entire first draft of On the Road in just 3 weeks on a continuous scroll of paper so he would never have to stop typing. In the novel, Kerouac lifted passages from his journals from 5 cross-country trips beginning in 1947.
Copyright Tom Vitale for National Public Radio, Inc.